Chavar who, if it wouldn't be that this Kusi right now happens to be a Chavar, means a good Jew that does all the mitzvahs, the second Jew that signed second would have not let the Kusi sign in front of him. In other words, if this Kusi was a normal Kusi, that according to Rebbe Lezer, the Rishoyim, they don't do mitzvahs, so that a normal Jew would not let this Rosha sign in front of him. It's not nice, not becoming that you should sign after a Rosha. So how come here, the second Jew that signed, let the Kusi sign first? So it has to be that this Kusi that signed on this shtar, he was a chaver, he was a good Jew, he was mekayim the mitzvahs. That's why they get this kosher. So that's why only one a Kusi. But still we have to know, why only by Gitei Nashim, why not by your shtaris? Why don't you have this svara? That's what we'll soon answer that. But so far, that's what we're coming on, that the reason why one Kusi is kosher is because regular Kusim, we don't trust them. They're not medakdik mitzvahs. Only here where we have a proof from the fact that the second signature was a good Jew, and he wouldn't have signed if the first one was a Rasha, so that's the proof the first one is a kosher. Toizeh Takashi, if so, we're coming to rely on the whole thing on an Eidecha then. We're only relying upon the second Eid to say the first one is kosher. So Tosafot says that midiraisa kusim ageri emes saying we could trust him. It's only yechshash midirabbanim we have doubts if it's good or not. So midirabbanim when you have such an umdina like this and eidech of sign second, we rely on it to say that it's kosher. So Gemara asks ihachi if so, if that's the case that eight kusi signed first and second was a good Jew. So afilu shash daros nami even by a shtar mechira should also be kosher then. This should be a proof that it's a good shtar, that this kusi is an elecha kusi. That's why a Jew signed second. So why by a shtar mechir is it possible? So Gemara says, what do you have to say? Ela, what do we have to say? El amrinon ravcha shofak, laman de kosher shminei. The reason why this is not such a good proof was it could be the chosher of a Jew that signed second. You know why? Because at the beginning he figured most probably the malva, the moicha, is going to get a chosher of a Jew to sign also. So since Anivis, he said, I'll sign on the second row, in order that a chash of a Jew would sign on the first row. Maybe that's why he happened to sign second. And what happened later? After he signed second, then the Malva got disgusted, or whatever it is, it took a Kusi to sign first. So it could be there's no proof from the fact that a good Jew signed second, that the first one to sign was also a good Jew. It could be no, when the good Jew signed, the reason why he signed second was not because he signed after the Kusi, but because Fakert, he thought that the Malva, the one that's making the shtar, was going to get a chush of a Jew to also sign. So he said, figured, I'll let him sign first and I'll sign second. So that's why there's no proof in the fact that the Kusi signed first. That's why by a shtar mechira, we don't trust it's possible. So Gemara asks, if so, so Raskasha Hochinami, if so here also by Gita Noshim also. Ravcha Shafak, when the second Jew signed, you know why? Because he maybe just left space. Laman de Koshus Minei, because he thought that an Elecha Jew was gonna sign also, so he wanted him to sign first. That's why he signed second. So we're back to the Kasha, why by Get Isha is the eight Kusi Kasha? So what if the eight Kusi signed first? And you have a second Jew that signed? Maybe when the second one signed second, it wasn't really that he signed second after the Kusi. Maybe also the same story happened. That he thought that the other signature is going to be from a Chosher of an Elecha Yid. So he figured, I'll leave space, let that Elecha Yid sign first, and I'll sign second. But then later, what happened was, they got a Kusi to sign on it. So again, there should be no proof, even by Get Isha, that the Kusi is a Chosher of a Kusi. So why is it Kosher, according to Rebbe Lezer? So Gemara answers, I'm a Rav Papa says, Zayis Samaras, and here is the proof, that Eidei HaGet, Ein Chaysimin Zeh V'loi Zeh. That's Halacha Midrabbanan, that when you have Eidim, whether they're 2 or 5 or 10, when they sign on a Get, all of them have to sign together in front of one or the other. Like when one Eid signs, he right now has to know exactly who's going to be the second Eid, and they have to sign at the same time. Why? No, only by Get Isha. Only by Get Isha. And why? And my time, the Gemara says, what's the reason why? Amaravashi gzeirat gzeirovia mishum kulchem. And we'll have the Gemara later on, the Payalif, about kulchem. Kulchem means when a husband has a get written up, and there are 10 people in front of him, and he says, kulchem, I want all of you to make the get for me. So we say the halacha is one of them has to write up the get, but all 10 of them have to sign on the get. That's what the husband wants. And the husband has a right to make tanoim in the get. The same way he can make a tanar that he wants to get to be chal on these conditions, he can make a tanar that he only wants this get to be a good get if all 10 people sign. And the halacha is if only 9 of them sign, the get's possible. So in such a case, Rabbanim made a gzera that we're not going to let any one of them sign until all 10 are there and all 10 of them will sign together. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe 2 will sign now. Only 2 will sign now. And I figure the other 8 will sign tomorrow later. And before you know it, they forget about the other 8 to sign. And all you're left is just a shtar with 2 edim. And people will think the get is kosher, they'll come to use the get. And they'll forget about the tanai if 10 people have to sign on it. So in order that that should not happen, the Rabbanim made it zera that whenever you have edim, no matter how many are supposed to sign on the get, none of them can sign unless all of them are there, and they're all going to sign at the same time. Therefore, in the case where the husband told 10 of them to sign, we're not afraid. All 10 will sign at the same time, there'll be no zeris. So that's a special halacha by get isha, and not by other shtaris. Therefore, by get isha, when these 2 edim signed, for sure both of them knew about one and the other. So then we have our proof. How come this Elocha Jew let the Kusi sign first? Like it had to be when the Elocha Jew signed, he knew who was going to be the other aid. So he knew the Kusi was going to sign. See, if this Kusi was a regular Rasha, he wouldn't have let him sign first. So it had to be, this is the proof, that this Kusi was an Elocha Jew. That's why the second Jew signed second and let the Kusi sign first. So by get isha, it's a good proof. But by other shtaras that the edim do not have to sign in the presence of one or the other, it could be, again, like we said before, the chash of a Jew signed second because he thought that a good Jew was going to sign first. But what happened later was he just let a kusi sign. That's why by shah shtaras it's possible, but by get isha and shachruri eved, it's kosher.
So in the case of other shtaras, we should...
Gufa, before we learned, Omer Reb Lazar Blazer says, that that's what the Mishnah says, that by get isha and eid is kusi is kosher, only one and not two. That's what Reb Lezer says. So Murray has the kasha, my kamashulun. What do we need him for? What is he teaching us? Tanina, that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says clearly that kol get sheyesh olav eid kusi posel. Any get that has one eid signed on it is posel. So it says clearly one eid we're talking about. So what do we need Reb Lezer for? So Murray says no. If we just learn our Mishnah, I would have thought to say that by get, afilu trei nami. Maybe even if you have 2 kusim signed on the get isha, maybe it's kosher. And the svar would be the achzik bo, that the kusim are very nizer, watch themselves about gitim, but do not watch themselves about other shtaros. That's what I would have thought. Behind the ktoni chad, how come the Mishnah starts off with 1 kusi? Mishum the b'shtaros, because there is talking about that kol haget, all other shtaros are posel. So you know when the posel, the chiddush, afilu chad nami loy. Even if it's only one of the 2 edim akusim, still it's posel. That's why the Mishnah says one. It means it's like this, by other shtaros, shtar mecher, even if there's only one of the 2 edim akusim, it's posel. But by get isha, there maybe it's kosher, even if you have 2 edim kusim. That's what I can learn from now Mishnah. Kamash Malon, that's why I need Reb Lezer to teach us. No, not like that. And Reb Lezer says, Kamash Malon, that our Mishnah means only one is kosher by a get isha and not 2. That's the way Reb Lezer learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is the kasho, Trey Loi, is it true what you're saying and 2 not? Vokitoni Maisa. The Mishnah right away says a story, and usually when you bring down a Maisa, you mean to bring a proof to what you just said. Then it says, what was the case? Get isha, get isha was brought in front of Rabbi Gamliel from the city Kfaras Noi. And it says, both edim that signed in the get were kusim. And it said it was kosher. So you see clearly, even if 2 kusim sign on the get, still it's kosher. So how could Rabbi Lezer say in the beginning of the Mishnah it's only 1 and not 2? So Rabbi Abaye says like this, Tonu edoi. True, Abaye argues on Reb Lezer. Abaye says, L'churam, Tana Eda means in this case, you know, when the Maisi says Tana Eda, only one aid. Don't say the case was Voyu Eidov Eidikusim, but rather Voyu Eidoi, only one of the Eidim Wakusim. That's the way, that's the way Lam Shan this story. Somebody says the story is good. The Reisha, the Mishnah says only one is kosher, and that's very good. We bring a proof like this that happened the story once that Rabbi Gamliel was matir with a get that had 1 8 kusi signed on it. Rav Amarava says no. Liyalam Trey, no, Avada, we leave it the way the Mishnah says it. And the story it was there were 2 Edim, 2 Kusim signed on the Shtar. And Rabbi Gamliel, Miflag Polik. Rabbi Gamliel argues on the Tanakhama. If so, what do you mean you bring in a story? For Chasurim Echzer, and something is missing in the Mishnah. Vachi Ketanya, this is the way it should have been learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says, the first case of Tanakhama says, if you have 1 8 Kusi, it's kosher. For Rabbi Gamliel, Machshe Mishnayim. Then what's left out, the Mishnah should have said that Rabbi Gamliel says, even by 2, it's kosher. Even if 2 kusim sign on a get, each is a kosher. Then the Mishnah ends off. Umaisa namu, once happened a story like this, she'evi'u lefnei Rabbi Gamliel akraus noyim, that they brought a get in front of Rabbi Gamliel, get ishom, for you eidot eidi kusim, and the 2 edim that signed on the get were kusim, the hechsher said it was kosher. So if so is good, that Rabbi Gamliel holds 2 edim kusim could be kosher. What's the shot then? If 2 edim are kusim, we don't have a proof that one is a chosher is a chover. So why do we say the get is kosher? So you have to say, like we wanted to say before, that he's going to hold like Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel, and we know achzik bo legitin, v'loy achzik bo l'shashdaris, that the kusim took it to heart. They're medagdim, when they write up a get, they do it carefully and they sign well. But other shtaris, they didn't accept upon themselves. That's the first terrorist we wanted to say. Now the kasha we had at the beginning was, if that was true, see, even 2 kusim should be kosher. Why only 1? So now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's very good. Rabbi Gamliel Taka says it's true. Even if 2 kusim sign on the get is kosher. And you know why? Because from Gamliel Hosek, or Shimon Gamliel, that we know there were achzik bo, that the kusim take it to heart, or get isha. So therefore we're not afraid they're lying, that's why it's kosher. The Mishnah says, Kol hashtaras ha'olim v'yakoyis shalev dikachavim. Any type of a shtar that was brought up by the courts, a goyish court, in other words, the goyim were taking care of the shtar, afar pisha chesmeyim oiv dikachavim, even though the goyim signed on the shtar, ksherim, you should know the shtar is kosher. By a shtar momin, by a shtar mecher, when a goyim writes up a shtar, it's kosher. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. Chutz megitin noshim v'shechurei avodim, excluding a get isha and a shechur avodim, since here it has to be written lishmo, and goyim cannot write or sign lishmo, so a goy cannot sign on a get isha, cannot sign on a shechur avodim, also needs lishmo. Reb Shimon says no, af eluk sherin. Reb Shimon says no, even a get isha, as long as a good sofer wrote to get lishmo, even though goyim signed on it, still it's kosher. We have before, because Rabbi Shimon holds like the Shittas Rabbi Eliezer, that Edim Misira Karsi, that really Midiraisa, you do not have to have Edim sign in the Shtar altogether. Midiraisa, the Kosov means just write up this get the right way. Write the get Lishmo. And here a cipher, a Jewish cipher wrote it up. Then the Loch of Edim by a get is just Edim Misira. It has to be given over in front of 2 Edim. And this get was also given over in front of 2 Kosher Edim. Just in between 2 Goyim, 2 judges, signed on it, that's kosher according to Reb Shimon. And lehuskar ela b'zman shenasa b'hedyet. Like when do we learn that if goyim signed on a get isha, that's possible only if they signed b'hedyet. Only, no, not the judges. Only a regular goy signed on it. Then it's possible. But if you have judges that sign on it, then it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara why. So Gemara says like this. Kaposet v'toni. If you learn our Mishnah, it's mashma, that there's no difference that loishino mecher loishino matona. But the Mishnah says stam kol hashtaris, all shtaris that are given, brought up by the goyim courts, it's kosher. Even a shtar mecher, where you're selling something, even a shtar matona present. So it's like this. The havminir is we do not know yet that goyim can sign on a shtar to make a shtar. So why is it good then? So bishleim and mecher, I understand why if you're selling something, you're selling property, why you can make the shtar by the goyim's court. Mechiyoyiv zuzi kama Yehuda kona. Because really, even though the mecher and lekech, the seller and the buyer are Jews, the main kinyan took place with money. You bought the land, so you gave over the half $1 million. You gave it over. Ushtora, that we write up a shtar later, that's Raya B'Alma. That's only to have a proof later on that it belongs to you. So a proof, for that we believe these judges. Why? Because these judges, since they're official judges, they would be ashamed to lie. They'll lose their name. Like this, they have a name, they're a judge. They have a judge there. So if he'll be caught lying, he'll lose his position. So therefore, for sure, the judges will not lie, so they'll only sign on this shtar if it's true that the money was first given over. So that's why by a mecher, it's very good. The kinyan is the giving over of the money. The shtar they write up is only for proof. That could be a good proof. Ela matana. But if I want to give my friend my property for a present, but my kokoni, how does he acquire the property? You can't make him a sheikh on karka. There's no money involved. So the kinyan is the shtar. You're giving over the shtar right now. So kashra is, lav by shtarism with the shtar, fahai shtara chaspa biyamhu. The first part of the Gemara holds that if a guy writes up a shtar and signs in the shtar, it's pusla, it's a piece of paper. Chaspa means like a earthly kli, it's worth nothing. There is to make up a shtar, you have to have edim signing in the shtar. They have to be Jews. Goyim can't make up a shtar. So it's chaspa v'yalma, it's no good. So Gemara's first here it says, Amar Shmuel says no. That the klal is dina de machus dina. When the kingdom says something, that's halacha like that. Even a goyish a king. In other words, like Rashi before said, by dini mumnis, by laws pertaining to money matters, the melech has a right to make up laws. And if the king says, this is the way you acquire it, this is the kinyan, it's a good kinyan even with the Raisa. Like Rashi before said that b'nei noyach won it starve one dinim. B'nei noyach also have a law not to steal dini mumnis. So therefore, if they make up a title of a kinyan, it's a good kinyan with the Raisa. So when the goyim sign and make a shtar matana, that shtar is a good kinyan now even with your eisa. That's Shmuel's teretz. The boy says, another teretz says, no, teni chutz b'kigidei nashim. When the Mishnah starts off kol hashtaris, it does not mean any type of a shtar. Mishnah ends off and says, no, chutz b'kigidei nashim, not only a get, but any other shtar that has to be a kinyan. But this teretz, a shtar matana is no good. If a guy signs on a shtar matana, a guy cannot make a shtar. The present is not chal. Now, Mishnah means to learn chutz mikigita noshim. Any type of a shtar that the shtar itself has to make a kinyan, it's no good if the guy signs on it. But this teretz is not like Shmuel. We do not hold from dinah the machusadina, or at least a goyim cannot make a shtar. So there, the Mishnah says that kol hashtaris is kosher. It's only a shtar rai where it's a proof. But if you need a shtar to be a kinyan, there's no such kinyan shtar by goyim. Then the Mishnah says the what? If Shimon says no, even if the get was signed by his goyish judges, still the get is kosher. Samara says why? How could goyim sign on a get ish and make a kosher? They're not b'nei krisus. Tosa speaks out that the Gemara could have said better. The Gemara could have said halav v'neyedis ninu, that a goyim can't be yedim. Other mepharshim learn no, it could be goyim, could be yedim. Maybe there's only psul here by krisus. Now krisus means a person that could write up a get has shaychus to gittin. So a Jew that has a pasha of kedushin and gittin, they can make a get. But a goy that is not in the pasha of gittin and kedushin, he's not a bar krisus. He can't make up a shtar gittin. That's the Gemara's kasha now. How could this goyish courts? They sign on a get ish and say it's kosher. They're not b'nei krisus. Goyim can't make a shtar, or at least a get isha. And the Gemara answers on Rab Zera that Yored Rab Shimon l'shitas as Rab Lezer, like we had before. Rab Shimon for sure is going according to Rab Lezer shita. The Yoma that holds Eidem Misira Karsi. That you need Eidem, not the Eidem that are signing in the shtar itself. The main thing about a shtar is the ksiva. The cipher has to write the get lishmo. And edim is when you give over the get to the wife, it has to be given over in front of two edim. The two edim that are there and see the mesira, those are the two edim that make the get chal. And of course here we're talking about it was given over in front of two Jewish edim. So therefore, even though these two goyim signed in the shtar, still it's kosher. And this the Gemara asks, aye, but v'omer rabavua, rabavua says, that Moedir Reb Lezer agrees that Midrabonin, at least, the Nezuyuf Mitoicha Sheposel, that if you don't have any Edim, it's kosher. But if you do have Edim, the Edim have to be kosher Edim. If the Edim that signed Apsulim, like here, the Goyim, it's no good midrabbonim. That's called Mezuyif Mitocha. There's something wrong inside the Shtar itself. Because there's a Gzerwa that maybe later on you come to rely on these two Edim. And these two Edim are Goyim. You can't rely on them. So midrabbonim, they get this puzzle. So how could Rabbi Shimon say, when these two judges, Goyish judges, signed this kosher, I, midrabbonim, it should be possible, it's Mezuyif Mitochai, inside the shtar will be afraid that the Edom are no good? So Gemara says, Hocha B'Maskin, no, we're talking about the according to Rabbi Shimon,